Chava Vanava Buaba Vanava. Until next week.
Kawama residents in Kitwe, community appeals for help. NGO pushes for collective action against rising youth HIV rates. And in African news, a South African woman arrested for murder of e-hailing driver. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents of Kawama in Kitwe have appealed to relevant authorities to urgently intervene following persistent flooding in the area. Speaking on behalf of the residents, Emmanuel Mokoka told Common Radio News that the problem has continued to affect the community during the rainy season. Mr. Mokoka says that most residential yards are currently flooded due to the lack of a proper drainage system, a situation that has made living conditions difficult for many households. He, however, expressed appreciation that the area councillor recently visited Kawama to assess the impact of the floods on the community, adding that residents remain hopeful the challenge will soon be addressed.
Ma challenges tuwe kuatako ni ameishi ringra sana mayadi, especially that the area paria. Meishi refla sana, na ba area kansela wa banda walisa po waisa mwona lena menshina ya tshupa sana so tuingatrefa ako uteko watu wafuilisha ako in terms of road network na ma drainages so that hii problem tatu wakula kwa ata during rain season.
The executive director of Youth Changing the Mindset, Comfort Mwansa, has expressed concern over the rising HIV infections among young people in Zambia. The organization is urging youth to know their HIV status, practice a safe sex or abstain, avoid multiple sexual partners, and stay away from substance abuse. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Radio News, Mr. Mwansa says the organization is conducting school and community sensitization programs, peer education, voluntary testing, and anti-stigma campaigns. He has also called on the Minister of Health of Zambia and other stakeholders to strengthen youth-friendly services, expand access to HIV testing and condoms, and collaborate in building a healthier generation.
Your future is important and you need to protect it. As an organization, in eradicating the escalating numbers of HIV, we are also conducting school and community sensitization programs, peer education, and also encouraging HIV testing while fighting stigma in the community. We also want to urge the Ministry of Health to strengthen the youth-friendly services, increase access to testing and condoms, and also expand comprehensive sexuality education.
Residents of Kuku Compound have welcomed the reopening of the Kuku Police Post, saying the move is expected to significantly improve security in the area. The police post, which has now been handed over to the community for use, is anticipated to enhance police presence and help curb rising criminal activities. Speaking on behalf of the residents, Mervis Banda says the reopening of the facility will help address the growing cases of crime within the community. Mrs. Banda has told Kombon Radio News that before the police post was reopened, the area experienced numerous criminal incidents and a noticeable increase in the number of drug users commonly known as junkies.
Kuna tayami kila ma police post ya mnewa segula kuwa kuu kukunu. Pamele kenza liko vali kapaja. Tesina vutika ma junkie fulu. Yonzo menya wantu kupoka wantu vintu. Manja hapa awe. Tayami kila wakapokola. Pamele deruwashi tako patro wakugira kuna ugira kwa mtuwe nangu. Kuchati bonsi hapa matisefu kwa hana sekuwa chapi matenza libo kondwe la wantu. Hao government hapa isewenza. Apa manje vintu vichebu netuwe mikila chati.
Nalolo Town Council NTC has dispatched a team of officers to conduct a due diligence on skills training institutions in Lusaka that have offered places to students from Nalolo District to undergo skills training at institutions. A total of 6.9 million kwacha has been allocated under the 2026 Constituency Development Fund, CDF, allocation to go towards the skills development bursaries. Council Public Relations Officer Batison Kandimba says so far 134 applications were outrightly approved for sponsorship under 2026 CDF allocation by the Constituency Development Fund Committee, CDFC, which convened recently. Mr. Kandimba further says the institutions where the 134 will undergo skills training are Mongu Trades, Kawe Institute of Technology, Kaoma Trades, Moyo Youth Resources Center, as well as Lusaka Business and Technical College. We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndo bwana wa mabwana. Nifoni ya wagula.
Manje, wizi walola Max Mwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Unganikale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Maximwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Kombon Radio.
My business rate, Mitego. za